After half an hour, the pack stopped attacking and moved away. Then one wolf moved forward slowly, in a friendly way. It was the wolf that Buck had met before in the forest. They touched noses. Then another wolf came forward to make friends, and another. Soon the pack was all around Buck, and the call of the wild was loud in Buck's ears. And when the wolves moved on, back into the forest, Buck ran with them, side by side. That is perhaps the end of Buck's story. But after a few years, the Yeehats noticed that some of the wolves had golden brown in their gray coats. They also talked of a ghost dog that ran at the head of the pack. And sometimes, men were found dead, killed by the teeth of a terrible animal.